Welcome the mothers and the women who are like mothers to others and any of our special guests. Please fill out the registration pads at the end of the aisles so we can note your presence here today. I just have one announcement besides what's in the bulletin. This Friday, the 13th, at 6 p.m. is a parents' night out. Good time to have that special date night. And now I invite Clark Cogbill, who's gonna show us a video that he may win an Oscar for, I hear.
Well, we have a pretty cool video. We might show it in here next week. We'll have to see. But the point of the video is to tell you about the need for a new church van. And our church van serves us very well in multiple different ways. As many of you know, the church van runs every Sunday to pick up folks at our church who can't otherwise get a ride. The children use it to go around town and to go to places even outside of Little Rock, and the youth use the van to go on mission trips, to go on youth trips over the summer, and so we really use the van a lot. The van has had a lot of issues lately, and it's just time for us to invest in a new van. And after doing a lot of research with a committee, we know that the cost of a used van in really good condition is about $65,000. So the good news is that somebody has already made a gift towards the van of $5,000, and the trustees is also going to step up and help contribute towards the cost of the van. But the whole congregation has to work together. So in your bulletin, there's an envelope, and it has a big van on it. If you can keep this envelope or make a contribution today or later on, it would be greatly appreciated. We're also going to have a special event 2 weeks from today called Vittles for the Van. And instead of going out and going to a restaurant after church, we're going to serve food in the warehouse. And you can get your lunch to go or you can eat it there. And the cost is $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and all the money is going to go towards the expense of a new van. So we hope you'll participate in that and make a contribution and tell people about it. And we also need some helpers for that event. So that's on the 22nd, 2 weeks from today. And let me know or let the church know if you can help out a little bit with that event. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
please stand and join in our hymn of praise number 92, For the Beauty of the Earth. Please remain standing for the Litany of Faith. For our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope and their family and friends support and console them, we pray to the Lord. For women, though without children of their own, who, like mothers, have nurtured and cared for us, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children and have not sustained their families, we pray to the Lord. Oh God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the germ of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Please be seated. I invite you to look in the bulletin today for those on our prayer list and keep them in your prayers and thoughts throughout this coming week. And now let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for the many ways you reveal your love and grace to us. As we have gathered here this morning in worship of you, revitalize our passion to serve others and welcome all in the name of your love. May we truly be a witness to the world around us, witnesses for peace, hope, and compassion. It doesn't take much observing at all to see the world around us is in dire need of transformation. Help us to carry your light to the places of darkness in our world, to shine brightly your vision of what this world will be changed into, a world that rejects greed, war, and hatred. Work through our hands, God, that we may be instruments of your peace and work in the world. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So boys and girls, welcome to the children's moment. Now, you just sang this awesome song, and it named the special day that we are celebrating today. And what day is that? Mother's Day. That's right. So did any of you give your mother a card today? Yeah, that's good. And did that card have some special words in it? No, it didn't. Okay. Rachel, can you read the bottom three words of that card?
I love you.
Okay, that is so right. Do you kids think your mother likes to hear you tell her that you love her? She loves it. Well, that's right. But do you know what your mother would like even more? Do you guys know? Is there anything else you could do?
For all three kids to get along.
For all three kids to get along, Mary.
You could give her a hug or a kiss.
Hug or a kiss, that's right. She likes for you to show her that you love her. So what are some ways that you can show your mother that you love her?
Hug her. Be nice.
Me and my sister to get along.
Kiss her.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's right. Those are some special ways that you can show her. You know, you can get along with your brothers and sisters. You know, it's easy to tell your mom that you love her, but if you really love her, it's your actions that show it. Now, here's something even more important. Do you think that God likes to hear us tell him that we love him? What's everybody say?
Yes.
That's exactly right. I know he does. He heard you say that just now. But he likes it even better when our actions show him that we love him. So how do we do that? The Bible tells us God showed his love for us by sending his one and only son, whose name was... Yeah, so that we may live through him. It goes on to say that since God loved us so much, we ought to do what?
Pray.
Pray, that's right.
Say that we love God.
We love God.
Mm-hmm. Say we love God.
We love God, that's right. That's right. But what, so if you see all these kids that are gathered here today, what is the most important thing we're supposed to do? We are...
To get along.
To get along. That's very close. We are supposed to love one another. God likes to hear us say, I love you. But he would rather see us say, I love you. So as we celebrate this special Mother's Day, let's tell Mom that we love her. But more important, let's remember to show her that we love her. And as we worship today, let's tell God we love him. But more importantly, let's remember to show him we love him by loving one another. So, Rachel, will you say our prayer?
Dear Lord, we have come to your house today to say, I love you. Help us to go out of here today and show that we love you by our actions. Amen.
Asbury Change the World Day is this coming Saturday, May 14th. There's going to be many different missions, somewhere for everybody to be able to plug into. At 9 a.m., we'll be putting together kits for those in need, including a food kit, a hygiene kit, and a children's emergency room kit. And then at noon, we'll be helping with our house to serve a meal to those that are in that transitional housing facility. And lastly, we're going to meet at 5 p.m. for the Stamp Out Hunger event hosted by the Arkansas Food Bank. For it's when we serve others that there is no doubt that we encounter Christ. And now let us pray. God, grant that as we give to you, our hearts would be transformed at the same time to grow in our generosity and hospitality towards others. Fill us with excitement
to not only give money, but to give our time, our ability, and our lives to you. Amen.
Thank you.
please join in our hymn of meditation number 445, Happy the Home Where God Is There.
Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. Then Joshua, son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and spent the night there. The king of Jericho was told, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to search out the land." And the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come only to search out the whole land." But the woman took the two men and hid them. And she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they came from. And when it was time to close the gate at dark, the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you can overtake them." She had, however, brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax that she had laid out on the roof. So the men persuaded them on the way to the Jordan as far as the folds. As soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I was exiting the Forbidden City in Beijing, China. I was with a group of seminary students, and we were on an intercultural immersion trip. And we had been there a few days, and we were walking by the sidewalk, heading back to where we get transportation back to our hotel. And all of a sudden, if you've ever been in a big city, you have all of these folks coming up to bargain and trade with you. They start shouting numbers, and there's this one Chinese man that comes up with this beautiful red dragon wood carving. And he says, 200, 200, 200, 200. And, you know, I'd been there a few days, so I knew how to bargain and do it well. And I just kept walking and walking past. And he kept up with me, 150, 150. And I kept walking and walking. And then I said, 80. And he looked at me. And I kept walking. Oh, no, come back. And so he would run after me, and then finally, okay, 50. I'd reduced it again.
And he didn't like that. He walked off, and I kept walking, and finally, okay, okay. And he runs back up to me, and he says, deal, deal, deal. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm getting a 200 UN Red Dragon for 50. Really good. So I hand him 100 to make change. And I get my change, I put it in my wallet, I get this Red Dragon, it's really cool. I have a cool story to tell about how I really got a good bargain. So I start to walk and have reason to look at my wallet to just count to see what I have. And wouldn't you know it, that a 50 UN dollar bill looks a whole lot like 50 Belarus money. And I don't know if you know this, but Belarus money is worth nothing. So I was the one that was made a fool of. Boy, doesn't that make you feel great? You're in a foreign country. You don't know the language. You don't even know how to read the language. You're dependent upon your translator. And you get tricked. But it hadn't come to me, didn't it? I was prideful. I was arrogant. But the rest of my trip there in China was met with hospitality, generosity, care, and great concern to make sure that everything went well. I was in an unfamiliar place and had been given care. Think about this passage. It should make us a little bit uncomfortable. We read of Rahab, a prostitute, who gives shelter and aid not just to strangers, but enemies of the state. Enemies of the state. It's important, I think, for us to read the book of Joshua in context. This book was written and edited in the time of the Israelites' exile. So put yourself in those shoes. You've lost probably some family members. You're not in charge anymore. You have people telling you what to do. You're practically enslaved. You start longing for home. You start asking questions, why, God? Why did this happen to us? Where did we go wrong? They feel abandoned, they feel forsaken. So as they're recounting their history as a people, this character Rahab emerges, a prostitute. Now, I don't know about you, but prostitutes don't have good PR. We judge prostitutes nowadays just as much as they were judged thousands of years ago. Isn't that what we do? We label them, reduce them down to the sin that they're doing. So technically, Rahab was not trusted within even her own people. She was really an outcast of society. And she gives aid and comfort to people in an unfamiliar place. The spies that are able to stay the night just to see the land, they're Israelites. And those Israelites have been through so much. They've been traveling for years and years, wandering, hoping. In fact, the generation that left Egypt has died off. This is the new generation. These are new people that never experienced the slavery of Egypt. They've only known wilderness. They've only known difficulty and wandering. And now they've reached what's supposed to be home, what's supposed to be milk and honey, supposed to be the promised land. Make no mistake, if there is no Rahab, there is no promised land, is there? Given comfort, nurtured in an unfamiliar place. I was nurtured in what I thought was a familiar place, but soon became very unfamiliar. When I was in the hospital for 5 days, I learned so much. I've visited people in the hospital for so long, I've lost count of how many people. But now I've seen the other side. I've seen the patient side. I've seen what people go through when they are in a hospital. How there's no rest or sleep. How you get your blood drawn at 3 or 4 in the morning. How if you move your arm a fraction of an inch, the IV alarm goes off. But what I really learned was about care, about nurturing, about healing. How the nurses, when they switch out shift to shift, whether they're there to take care of just 3 or 4 patients, or perhaps it's just going around to get blood pressure or temperature. The people and nurses I encountered and the doctors, they looked upon me with compassion, care, nurturing. And what that produces is a sense of calm, that everything's going to be okay. Nurtured in an unfamiliar place. And I got to meet and have conversations with those people that took care of me. A couple of them were single moms. Some of them had only been nursing for a few years. Each of them had a story. Just like each of us have stories of how we grew up, how we were nurtured and cared for. And we have opposite ends of the spectrum, I'm sure, in this room. Maybe you were nurtured so much that you were kind of smothered as a child. And when you grew up and entered the real world, there was some hard adjusting. Or maybe it's the other side, that you didn't get any nurturing. You grew up fast. You grew up tough. You had to develop thick skin, hard shell, to avoid vulnerabilities being hurt. When have you felt nurtured in an unfamiliar place? Maybe it was a bartender gave you some words of wisdom when you really needed it. Maybe it was a taxi driver, or maybe nowadays Uber drivers. You just had a conversation with that led you to something you hadn't thought of. Or maybe it's a coworker you didn't really know very well, but you went through something and they helped you. They sent you flowers or a card when you didn't expect it. Many of us have different experiences with nurturing. But the one thing I can promise us is that God is a nurturer. And God wants so desperately for us to take upon that gift of nurturing. It's something that maybe folks in this room feel they don't have. Or maybe you can think of people in your life that they don't have a nurturing bone in their body. But we forget that lots of times as people we're wounded, we've been hurt or shamed, and that's played into us creating this shell, a shell that really God wants to crack. If you're unable to trust someone close to you, know that you can trust God with the cracking of that shell, the rough exterior, for you to be able to open up, for you to be able to share, because this leads to healing of our mind, physicality, and our emotional strength. For us to better understand who we are, we have to open up to God with what we've experienced so that we can then move on with where God wants us to live in our own life. God wants us to nurture one another. Rahab, at face value, probably doesn't seem like the nurturing type. But that's what happens when we boil people down to what we think their sin is. Aren't we tired of breaking people down just labeled because of their sin? Aren't we exhausted by that? I mean, we've seen enough of that in politics this year to last us a lifetime. It's sick. What if instead we extended hands of grace and love to one another? Asking, how are you? And really wanting to listen. Really wanting to share in the pain and the grief others are going through. That's what God wants of us. That nurturing quality for us to share in one another. So brothers and sisters, on this Mother's Day, where we've all experienced different ways, that's good or bad, may we leave this place to share a little bit more love in the world, a little bit more grace, a little bit more light, a little bit more hope in a world that is spiraling. God expects actually a lot of us, because God trusts us to rise to the occasion, to be God's hands and feet. What is required is for us to say yes and obey. So let us, by the grace of God, go forward. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing and sing our closing hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, found on page 384 in your hymnal. If there are those who would like to come forward to be united with our congregation by joining our church, becoming a member, or reaffirming your faith, we welcome you forward at this time. to all the women. Don't forget the carnation that we're going to be receiving after the service. Please receive this blessing. Go forth knowing that God wraps you entirely in God's love. To go out into this world to share in that love and grace with others, that they might know God because of you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.